If the NRL were handing out awards for the best head of hair in the game, somewhere down the bottom of the list would be, I don't know, Viliami Kikau, or maybe Ryan Pappenhausen. That's an atrocity. But right up the top would be this next guy. Although at 195 centimetres and 115 kegs, even if he had a bad cut, we'd probably say it was great. He's played over 220 games in his NRL career. He's captained three clubs, played State of Origin for the Blues, and played for Australia. In 2022, he kicks off a new season at a new club. Let's find out how they're treating the new kid down at the Dragons. Please welcome in the starting lineup of the Rush Hour, Aaron Woods.
Yeah, Woodsy, good to have you in the studio. How are you settling at the Dragons, brother?
Yeah, no, thanks for having me, Gussie, and the boys. It's been really good down at Dell's Country, down at the Gong. So, look, it's been a really good place to sort of start training. Didn't know too much about it. Didn't really go down the Gong before playing, so I'm really enjoying the time. The beach and the coffee's right on there. It's really good in between training, so love getting around. I haven't seen Del on the scene yet, but
mate, I'm always around there. But mate, it's not always about me, mate. Del runs his own show.
See the big Del down there.
Yeah, Del runs his own show, and he leaves you guys to do your thing. But I've got to ask you, what made you go to the Dragons? I know you had there's a couple opportunities to go to the Super League and then other clubs, but what made you want to go to the Red V?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest thing was when we did we got relocated to Brisbane last year, and we were in the same hotel as the Tigers and Dragons. And I end up crossing paths with the coach, Anthony Griffin, in the lift. And he said, mate, you want to sit down and have a chat? Well, you know, you want to sit down and have a chat, mate? Yeah. He's pretty dry. Yeah. So I said, yeah, no worries, mate. I'd love to come and, you know, see what you're thinking. And I sat down. I ended up being there for about an hour and a half.
Yeah,
and then he rang me the next day and said, look, mate, I want to get you now.
Oh, wow.
At the time, I was like, oh, man, like my missus was in quarantine in another hotel. And I was just the captain of the Sharks at the time because we didn't bring Wade Graham up. So my head fell off at the time. But look, I said everything to him and I spoke to him. I was honest with everything. And he was really good with that. And we sort of left it there. And then, you know, when we did come back, once the season was over, he rang me up again. And you know, he said, I still feel the same way. And I was pretty keen, you know, after walking away with him from that first chat. I just couldn't make the decision on the spot there. So because that was just before June 30.
Yep.
And I had the opportunity to go mid-year. So look, I'm really happy where I am now, and the club, I think it's moving in a really, really good direction.
Would you host the new recruits during the off-season, obviously yourself, but also George Burgess, Jaden Suar, and Moses Suli? And then we saw some of the other players get some exposure last year, like Tyrell Sloan and Jaden Sullivan. So who's impressed you most over this period?
Yeah, look, it's a really great crew down there, Jude. Like you said, you know, we've got blokes. I played against George Burgess for quite a while, Jaden Suar, and you just mentioned Tyrell Sloan, young kid. We just re-signed him for another couple of years.
He's been upgraded
to the 30-man squad as well. He was only on development squad this year. So he had a really good, you know, a breakout year. I think he scored 5 tries in 6 games he played last year. Look, he's got a lot to learn, but the attributes that he's shown us so far, he's been really good. Young Junior Amon as well. I think he's got a really bright future. Look, he's got really nifty feet. And if he can, you know, come to training the way he has, and they've all got really, you know, they've got, how do you say, like old heads on young shoulders. Like, they don't get too far ahead of themselves, and they train really hard. So the biggest thing, I think, with the Dragons, what I've really enjoyed is the senior boys they've got there, you know, the Ben Hunts, the Josh Maguire, Andrew McCulloch, they keep them level-headed. Every time you think that they will step out of line, all the boys bring them back, or they know not to get out of line. And I think, like I said, it's going to be a really good future for the Dragons.
Woodsy, it's going to be so good to see you in the Red V. You're a father of two now, is that right?
Yeah, got two, a boy and a girl, yep.
Fantastic. Your missus and I are obviously close.
Yeah, you know what, bud? Like, I haven't told the boys, mate. Instagram messages Gussie.
Oh, hang on. Don't tell me he's sliding into DMs.
She's sliding into his DMs.
Sorry, what?
So we're at home watching the Ashes on the Fox, and she goes, turn it down. She wants to live stream it on Triple M. She goes, I just love Gussie.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at him.
She loves the man boss.
He's standing 10 foot 10 at the moment. Look at him.
Let's talk about football. Let's go back to rugby.
That's enough about me. Why don't you talk about me?
Yeah. I should have rang my missus in here today.
Yeah, he should have.
Hey, Woodsy, what about last year? Tough going away to Queensland and obviously the bubble. Does it look like you're going to get back to some sort of normal this year, or do you think it's going to be a bubble again?
Yeah, look, Gussie, at the moment, we're sort of in a little bubble. I hope we don't have to get put up into something like we did last year. It was quite tough. You know, even the conditions that our families had to come in. Look, at the end of the day, we got to play footy. Other people are struggling a lot harder than what we were. But, you know, I love staying home, being around my family. It's sort of, I don't really hang out with too many footballers outside of footy. I've got a lot of mates that I've grew up with and that I hang out, like, you know, it's blokes from work. Like, you don't want to hang out with the dog. You listen to him talk about himself all the time. So
he's a small dose has got to go.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Cordial. Yeah. Water me down.
Yeah. So I think, but the NRL's doing everything they possibly can, you know. If we lose games, we lose money, and they don't want to be doing that at the moment.
So when you got double vax, did you think, okay, that's okay, you're allowed to have a bit of freedom now? So when that obviously, when they said, you know, you guys are at another stage, I saw some of the players blowing up on Instagram going, well, why did we get double vax? You know what I mean?
Mate, Dill, I thought we were all sweet. I got vax straight away when we got back, and then I got another one just before Chrissy. And I actually had COVID a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
I think it was asymptomatic. I had nothing. Yeah. So my missus was rattled at home in bed. But, yeah, so we had a first day of training, and then we went back to training the next day because we've got to do rapid tests every day at training.
Yep.
And I tested positive. So
wow.
I think at one stage we had about 13 blokes at training. So, you know, it went through us. But now we don't have to test for 6 weeks. So it's apparently if you get COVID, you don't have to test for the next 6 weeks, and then you're back to step one again. So I think the NRL is really trying to do something about it. And, yeah, we don't know what they're going through at the moment, but I think Vlandis is, you know, he's the man for the job, so he'll sort it out.
He stepped up magnificently. I think the average amount of players that have got COVID at every club is about 10 or 11.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And
yeah.
I think the Gold Coast had 22.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
So the blokes
Broncos
turning up.
Had 16, yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Which builds your herd immunity.
Hang around, big fella? Because Jude and I want to put you and Del through a bit of a rugby league quiz.
Oh, yeah, no worries.
All right, that's coming up after the break. You are listening to The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell and our very, very special guest, Aaron Woods.
It's time for everyone's favourite game, Who Does He Play For?
There we go. Who does he play for? So, Aaron Woods, you're our guest, so you can go first. Woodsy, okay? Emery Pierre, who does he play for?
Emery Pierre.
P-E-R-E.
Sounds like he plays for France.
Yeah, he does.
Perry.
You could be right. You could. I mean, if I pronounce them wrong, Jude, you jump in.
Emery Perry.
What sport?
Rugby league.
Rugby league.
All of these names have at least played one NRL game. So they've been run-ons at some stage.
They're like New South Wales couple that have come through and played one or two games.
We've got no idea.
This is hard.
Just have a guess. You've got 16 clubs. It's not that hard.
Oh, so club.
Yeah.
Oh, Emery Pierre Bulldogs.
He's a cowboy.
Okay.
Hope he doesn't carve you up.
Unlucky, brother.
That's okay.
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
Wendell.
I'm good at this.
Franklin Pele. P-E-L-E. Franklin Pele.
Oh, yeah. Sharks.
He's a Sharky. So 1-0 to Jude. Wendell.
It's just the luck of the draw.
That's a joke.
No. mate, you'd have played with him. How many games did he play?
Played one.
There you go.
Aaron Woods. Jackson Freer. F-R-E-I.
Oh, Warriors or Roosters? He's got a brother.
Mate, it's only one.
Warriors.
Warriors is
he's
right.
He's on the board. Jackson Freer.
That's good. You wouldn't want to go. You wouldn't want him to say first two.
One.
Yeah. Okay. Del. Matt Dury.
Matt Dury.
These are easy for the Dell.
Matt Dury.
Yes.
Sharks?
He's a bulldog.
Dog. Remember Sifatalakai put him in the next year last year?
No, I don't. No, sorry.
Okay, so that's one all.
Yeah.
One all. Back to you, Woodsy. Paul Turner.
Paul Turner. Paul Turner. I have no idea.
Yeah. Mate, awesome student of the game you are. That's well done.
Oh, no.
Brisbane.
In and around that region, Titans.
Okie
dokie. Lindsay Smith, Wendell. Who does Lindsay Smith, who's Smithy play for?
Smithy's, you know what? Now I think about it, Smithy plays for the Cowboys.
He doesn't, but if it was right, you sounded so confident. He's a Panther.
Oh.
Okay, Wirumu Greg.
Oh, yeah, so he's at Parramatta now.
Yes.
From Cowboys. Yeah.
Beautiful.
What's the score?
Taking the lead, 2-1. I think, Woodsy.
2-1, beautiful.
2-1.
Dale's not used to losing, so.
Ryan James.
Oh, yeah, he's a Bronco.
He is a Bronco now. That was pretty
easy. He's played 200-something games.
Yeah. That's what they got to hear.
We've jumped from a one-gamer to
I think he hasn't played for the Broncos yet.
That's right.
That's why he's in there. Okay. See? Ethan Bullimore.
Oh, so Manly now. He's gone from Broncos.
Yeah, he's Manly now.
He's all across
exactly.
The player movement. Yeah. Love it.
So you need this.
Yeah.
You need this to win.
Yeah.
Dell, Matt Croker.
Canberra?
Rose. No, the Knights.
We have a winner.
So it's, well, it's Woodsy win. I think it might be a draw. I've lost complete count.
He won.
2-1.
Yeah.
Well done, Woodsy.
Fantastic.
Congratulations.
Bit like Origin last year.
Woodsy, I thought it was 3-2 in the end, actually.
Yeah, it was 3-2. Oh, 3-2,
yeah. Sorry, mate.
We're on fire. Thanks for coming in. And don't be a stranger this year. We'd love to have you on the show.
He's part of Triple M, mate. He's part of our call team. He does a great job.
More coming up on the Rush Hour nice and soon. Aaron Woods, thanks, brother.
Thanks,
boys. Good on you, mate. Well done.